This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. David DeLaden is looking forward to Planned Parenthood's brand new lawsuit naming him as a defendant. The civil suit cites broken laws. That means the plaintiff cannot trust a criminal court to convict on those charges, as the civil suit has a lesser burden of proof and juries have different powers. Yet DeLaden says that while the frivolous case is a distraction from government investigations into Planned Parenthood, it will allow significant evidence to finally be made public. As we approach the 43rd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the National Right to Life Committee says 58 million unborn children have lost their lives to abortion. The NRLC points out the tragedy of both lost life and the lasting impact on mothers living without their children. The group adds that there are many other problems ranging from maternal mortality to related health problems. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
Hillary Clinton says she is in awe of a notable woman who called members of dark-skinned racial groups, her words here, human weeds. Clinton's comments, of course, were directed to abortion-friendly supporters who are uninformed of the racist views of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.